This is Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We've got an exciting program for you today. You'll hear from two former football stars who are now making a name for themselves in the coaching ranks. NFL Hall of Fame linebacker Mike Singletary, now assistant head coach with the San Francisco 49ers.
My goal is to be just as good or better as a coach than I was as a player. And that's a high call, but that's what I believe God has called me to.
Legendary Nebraska quarterback Turner Gill, now head football coach at the University of Buffalo.
God placed us here to provide a positive environment that provides encouragement, excellent growth and balance in every aspect of the lives of the student athletes and the staff.
Plus, we'll get a preview of a student-led movement called Fields of Faith.
I think God desires to see young people all across America have a passion for their peers.
The host of Sharing the Victory is Nebraska Cornhuskers assistant football coach Ron Brown. And Ron is ready to go with his first interview.
What an honor it is, and I know this would be true for anybody that has this guy around him, Mike Singletary. You remember him, former great middle linebacker with the Chicago Bears, now assistant head football coach with the San Francisco 49ers. Mike, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, thank you.
Mike, you stymied a lot of people physically on the football field. You wooed the audiences with your tenacious hits and your intensity. And so many times when we see the old NFL films, we see Mike Singletary there in the middle of that Chicago Bears great defense. You can see in those cold weather games in the Windy City that you can see the smoke coming out of your nose and your mouth and your body and running around hitting people. I loved it when they mic'd you up. You had a whole lot to say out there on that football field, man.
Yeah, I had probably too much to say.
Well, now, Mike, you're able to use now that intensity and your voice in a different way now as a football coach. Talk to us a little bit about the transition from being not just a player, but, I mean, a great player, a Hall of Fame player, to now having to coach guys who really seldom would come even close to the ability level or the tenacity level that you had.
Well, I think, first of all, it's just a tremendous honor for the Lord to allow me to come back to the game. I didn't know if I would ever coach when I left. Mm-hmm. When I retired, I thought about coaching, but at the same time, I knew it was time for the reconnection, with my wife and my kids. We knew we wanted to have a large family, and I knew that the commitment to coaching took up so much time, and I just felt that it wasn't going to work. So started in business and stayed away from the game for a number of years and decided five and a half years ago that the Lord was calling us to it, my wife and I, to coaching. And it's been absolutely wonderful. And I love coaching more than I did playing. Mm. It's just so exciting to see young people that don't really know how much ability they have. They don't know how good they could be. And to come alongside them and really do it the way I think God called us to do it, what the game was meant to be, and is building lives first, the quality of life, character, and all of those things. As a coach, having the opportunity to do that and recognizing the power that I have to build this kid or tear him down, and then make an investment in his life that'll last far longer than the game of football.
You know, Mike, when I hear you talk about building and tearing down, I think about the prophet Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah that that's what he was going to do with his people, that he was going to tear down things, build them back up. Talk to us a little bit of what it means to coach in Christ. I mean, you've been a strong Christian for a number of years. How is that different than, let's say, a coach who doesn't know Christ? What's that look like?
Well, I would say this. I think, first of all, it scares a lot of coaches and players. He's going to be talking about the Bible. He's going to be talking about Jesus. And I think there comes a time when, as a Christian, you have to take a step back and say, you know what, I'm not coming in here to preach. I'm not trying to change your life. I'm not trying to do it. All I want you to do is just look at me and just look at my life. But hopefully, if I'm living the way I'm supposed to live, the way I'm called to live, there should be something different about me than any other coach that you see. And if that's appealing to you, then maybe at some point in time, you follow me.
Has a young athlete that you've coached seen something in you and said, hey, coach, I want to sit down with you and talk about what it is that I'm seeing in you that I need for myself.
Well, I think when you look at these players, I think a lot of these players, so many of them did not have a father in the home. And I remember the first place I coached was Baltimore, and Ray Lewis was there. And when I first got there, Ray Lewis met me right away and just said, "Hey, coach, you know, everything you have, anything you have about football, about life, whatever it is, I want it." We began to build a relationship as time went on. You know, after a while, we began to have a Bible study, just he and I.
Wow.
But apart from that, we also had a time where we just talked about life. Talked about how do you handle these situations? How do you handle that situation? When you get angry with this, how do you, you know, when you're dealing with women, when you're dealing with from A to Z. And the more time we spent, the more we had the opportunity to grow together, and the Lord was just having his way in Ray. So that kind of process, and then coming here. You know, I want to say that probably all of the guys that I've coached would not say that I build them up, because I'm all about technique and fundamentals. And it's interesting, because the Bible is the fundamentals of a Christian life, and you have to know it if you're going to live it. So for me, everything I do is about teaching. Everything I do is about the fundamentals. And if you got that, then you can go anywhere. So as a coach, the thing that I challenge my guys to do is prepare yourself for the challenge every day that you come out here, because we're going to work. We're going to work on the fundamentals. And nobody likes to really practice on those little things that you have to do. And so sometimes the players are like, "Coach, man, this is killing me. You're trying to kill me." I said, "No, it's all said and done. You go out there on the field, they're going to know this guy here has really, really spent the time preparing for the fundamentals of the game, or the fundamentals of playing linebacker." As a coach, hopefully, I believe if God called me to this, he has also equipped me to be the absolute best that I can be. My goal is to be just as good or better as a coach than I was as a player. Now, that's a high call, but that's what I believe God has called me to. And I don't want to go on the field and just be Mr. Nice Guy and the Christian guy. And no, I want to be, you know what, that guy right there. Not only is he a believer, but let me tell you something. He is a great coach. And there's something about the way he coaches, and there's something about the way his players play that I can't understand.
You know, I've always believed that the most Christian thing you could do on the football field is to hit somebody as hard as you possibly could. Knock them down with ferocity. I think Jesus loves that. And that's why Mike Singletary glorified the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't just about being a nice guy. It was intensely following the Lord by the way he played. We've posted my entire interview with Mike at our website, sharingthevictory.com/radio. The interview includes some comments from Mike about his desire someday to be a head coach. Again, you can check it out on sharingthevictory.com/radio. Friday night is normally the big night for students to hang out at the local football stadium. But this week, the big night for many students will take place on a Wednesday night. I'll tell you why when Sharing the Victory continues.
One way to play drug-free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 athletes and coaches. Here's former NFL safety and One Way to Play spokesman Steve Fitzhugh.
If we can encourage our young people to be true to their purpose, be true to God's call in their life, if we can encourage them to make the right decisions now, they've already won. Because when they get to college, someone is going to put that brew in their face, and they have to decide now, not then.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org.
One day.
October 8th.
One message.
It just can show how, like, reading the Bible can touch you and show you a lot about God.
One stand.
This is our football stadium.
It just gets the whole school fired up.
It's students that are behind this.
Students from different denominations, students from really different backgrounds.
Fields of Faith, October 8th. To find a field near you or to learn how to organize one, go to fieldsoffaith.com. That's fieldsoffaith.com.
I'm glad you're with us today for Sharing the Victory. I'm your host, Ron Brown. As I mentioned earlier, this coming Wednesday is Fields of Faith. With more on Fields of Faith, here's Sharing the Victory's Bill Bumpus with FCA's Jeff Martin and Dan Britton.
Well, a huge event coming up on Wednesday in communities all over America, Fields of Faith. And Jeff, let's start with you. Visualize for us, help us to understand what a Fields of Faith event looks like.
Well, a Fields of Faith event, there's some basics to it. The event is going to be held at an athletic stadium in the community, and that's where people are used to gathering on Friday nights or you know during the week for different games. So what we do is we use that as the location. And the program that we have, what's different than a lot of things that we do, is that the program is based on students sharing to their peers. And the message is this: it's a challenge to read the Word of God, and then a challenge to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So the students are part of the program. Then an impact adult wraps it all up and gives an invitation to respond. And everything is held there at the stadium. So the lights are on. It's at the stadium. It's student-led programs. And the entire community is encouraged to come and attend and be a part of it. So that would be just a snapshot.
Now, Dan Britton is also here. And Dan, I know there's been a lot of prayer as far as the FCA staff is concerned and FCA community. What do you think is on God's heart? And what do you think he wants to see accomplished in this big event?
I think God desires to see young people all across America have a passion for their peers and to realize that God might be using them to win them to Christ. And we seem to always rely on programs and adults and other people. And maybe God's allowing them to invite or start a Fields of Faith. So we're excited that last year we had over 75,000 young people come to Fields, turn the lights on. God showed up, and great things happened. Over 4,000 young people made commitments to Christ. This year we're hoping that over 100,000 young people and adults and people from the community will gather for this revival.
Now, I know people are listening right now and saying, man, this sounds great. This is exciting. We can do this. We can get involved. But wait a second. It's October 8th. You know, it's on Wednesday. It's just a few days away. Is it too late? How can folks get involved? What's the best thing to do?
Best way, we've done an incredible amount of communication and training through our Fields of Faith website, which you can go to fca.org to get there, or fieldsoffaith.com. And we have literally massive amounts of videos, training. You can actually even go there and see if there's going to be a field in your community. So our prayer is that there is a field near you that you can go to see God work.
Well, we just have a few seconds left, but I want to give Jeff Martin the last word, because God really put this on your heart a few years ago.
I think I would describe it like this, is that there was this ship that came along and God allows you to get on it and ride with it, you know, and to see where it's going and see how it's been effective and how it's become a movement and how it's changed lives. Is, you know, God's doing incredible things. And, you know, it was just neat to be there when that ship came by. Wednesday night is going to be exciting, and jump on board, be a part of that movement.
Jeff Martin, Dan Britton with FCA, thanks so much. And again, Fields of Faith, and the place to go is fieldsoffaith.com.
Thanks, Bill. Coming up next, oh man, I'm excited about this guy. I'm going to be visiting with a great up-and-coming head coach in college football and one of my very best friends, Turner Gill, the head football coach at the University of Buffalo. You got to keep it right here on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports, but your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine. Published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. One way to play drug-free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 student athletes. Here's Texas Rangers All-Star Josh Hamilton.
Use what God's given you and glorify Him the best you can, and that's by keeping, you know, your body free from the things that aren't supposed to be in it. You know, the best I can do to put in my body what it needs to be fueled in a healthy way to glorify God when I play is what I need to do.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org. Sharing the Victory is online anytime at sharingthevictory.com/radio.
Now back to Ron Brown.
Recently, I had the pleasure of interviewing my good friend, Turner Gill, the head football coach at the University of Buffalo. I'm going to tell you something, man. Turner Gill is one of the greatest brothers in the Lord you will ever meet. Humble guy, has all kinds of athletic and coaching credentials, but you never hear it from him. He epitomizes that verse that says, "Let another man praise thee, not thine own lips." And God, I really believe, is honoring his humility. And what a tremendous job last year's Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year at the University of Buffalo to turn that program around. In my interview with Turner, he mentioned that it was just a few years ago, while he was an assistant coach at Nebraska with me, that there were some circumstances that took place that allowed him to grow deeper in his walk with the Lord.
And then at that time, I was searching, where does the Lord want me to go and what does he want me to do? I got complacent, and just being at Nebraska, that's a dream come true for a lot of people and coaches to be at a place for 14 years. And finally just said, I need to not close doors. I need to have an open mind. I had a closed door when people were talking to me about this and talking to me about that, and I had a closed door. And I did not also grow spiritually. That's on my own deal. I had all the opportunity, and I was growing. But I still had one door that was closed, is that I was not going to let God take me out of my comfort zone. And so God and my wife and I prayed a lot of times, and eventually we just said, hey, we're going to walk the walk instead of just kind of, you know, well, I am a Christian, and I'm doing all these things. But I want to say, let's take the true test of faith. And we decided, my wife and I, that I was going to resign in the coaching as far as at the University of Nebraska. And had no idea what was going to take place, what job I was going to have. And so we relied totally on Lord or what he's going to do for us. So we took the faith. It wasn't just saying, well, I got faith. No, we took something here that said, I don't know what job I'm going to have. I don't know what the next payment is going to be and all those things. And so through that time, that helped us grow spiritually, my wife and I, my two daughters, and everything. And so from then on, I have grown tremendously. I open up this door and having more people in my lives as far as accountability partners like yourself, Todd Brown, and some other people to help me grow. I've never been a person before then to really open up more. I was really always closed in, didn't really have any male close friends and share a lot of deep details with. So during that process of me deciding and my wife and I to take a leap of faith of leaving the University of Nebraska and then seeing where the Lord wants us to go and what he wants us to do, that has been a tremendous and outstanding thing for us to do as a couple and as a family.
Wow. You know, Turner, I think just to, for us to understand the gravity of what you did, you let go of one of the premier jobs in America as an assistant football coach at the University of Nebraska. It's like a story from that we get in the Old Testament with Abraham. Abraham was asked to leave a land that he was very familiar with and go into to an unknown territory, not knowing where to go, but just trusting in the Lord. And then God does deliver the goods, doesn't he? I mean, he did it with Abraham and he did it with Turner. Turner, you were led at that point. You got a job with the Green Bay Packers. Tell us how God orchestrated all that.
Well, that was interesting, too, because a job was open there as a wide receivers coach. I went there to interview for the wide receivers position and, you know, entered the interview process. And then Coach Sherman called me in the office and said, you know what, I think there's something here a little different that I think that you could even be a greater call for us at the Green Bay Packers is be a player development director. I said, I want to be a wide receivers coach. He said, well, I mean, right now I'm probably going to bring some more people and look at some other people, but I think this other spot, I think, is perfect for you and for us as an organization. I see that you have a passion to be able to relate to the players here and to help them to finish their degrees and go back, and those that also need to help them minister a little bit with their families and help them with the ups and downs they go through with life of football. And he said, I see that you have a tremendous way to communicate with people. And I think that's where you would best benefit us. That's your job, is to be a liaison with the players to help them develop. I said, wow, develop young men? That's me. It's interesting. Like I said, I went there for one job, ended up getting another one, and again, God's plan on that, because that wasn't me. Like I said, it was me. I was saying, I want to be a wide receivers coach. But God said, no, we want you to be a player development director.
Well, you know, Turner, Brett Favre has made comments about you and the influence you had on that football team. I talked to Aaron Kampman about you, and these guys are premier players, and you made an impact. And you were there just 1 year, and then God called you to another realm. The new head coach at an embattled, struggling program, the University of Buffalo, God called you to that realm, and you became a very young head football coach there. And the last 2 years there, just so everyone knows, Turner, in his second year there at the University of Buffalo, was named the Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year. Buffalo has broken all kinds of records. They have kind of launched themselves from the cellar of the universe, so to speak, in the football world. Wow, did God do something special when you stepped out on faith?
Well, no doubt. I stepped out on faith again when I said originally when they called about Buffalo. I said, well, no, I'm not interested. And then, you know, we just said, hey, no, we don't want to close doors. That's what my wife and I, as Gail mentioned to me, and I said, well, let's just pray about it, and let's just see where God leads us. And the next day, they said, well, if they're interested, I'd like to leave, we can go look at it. So we did. And again, it's another opportunity here where I can see why God has placed us here. Again, it's our ministry. It's not my ministry. This is our ministry, as in my wife, myself, and our two daughters. And man, it's just great to be here, because we can touch so many people. Their hunger for things here. God placed us here to provide a positive environment which provides encouragement, excellent growth, and balance in every aspect of the lives of the student athletes and the staff. That's the vision that he put in my mind to be here. God has placed it on my heart that I need to be an ambassador for him here at Buffalo. And I appreciate my AD. He understands who I am and why I am the way I am. They let me have an opportunity to put up scriptures on my wall here in my offices and around here in our office space. So God's work is here. The Holy Spirit is live in Buffalo. There's no doubt about it. And I am so thankful for the Lord and how gracious he is.
That was Turner Gill, the head football coach at the University of Buffalo and a dear brother in the Lord. We're going to have Turner back next week to talk more in detail about what God is doing at Buffalo. FCA President Les Steckel is standing by with Coach's Corner. Who's the greatest champion of all time? Les will have the answer when Sharing the Victory returns.
What if athletic fields across the country were filled with students challenging each other to read the Word of God and come to faith in Jesus Christ?
We know that none of this can happen without Him. It's only God that does it.
Fields of Faith is coming October 8th to a field near you.
It just gets the whole school fired up, because it just can show how, like, reading the Bible can touch you.
Fields of Faith, October 8th. To find a field near you or to learn how to organize one, go to fieldsoffaith.com. Three special guests join us next weekend on Sharing the Victory. Cleveland Browns general manager Phil Savage.
Through the ups and downs of being a GM and the wins and losses, I think if I can be any kind of example at all, it's through the relationship with Christ.
University of Buffalo head football coach Turner Gill, and the spokesman for FCA's One Way to Play drug-free program, former Denver Broncos safety Steve Fitzhugh. Make sure you join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. Don't forget to check us out on the web. That's sharingthevictory.com/radio. It's now time for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Steckel.
In the 2008 Summer Olympic Games, Michael Phelps' amazing performances were on display for the entire world. His record of 14 gold medals already is the most by any Olympian ever, and there's a pretty good chance he'll be in the 2012 Summer Games in London, where he'll no doubt be favored to win many more medals. Even as the Olympic Games were just beginning in China, there were some who said Michael Phelps is the greatest athlete ever. There's no question he's the most decorated swimmer of all time. He's even more dominant in his sport right now than Tiger Woods ever was in golf or Michael Jordan was in basketball, because they couldn't ever win every time like Michael Phelps seems able to do. Of course, the world's best swimmer, you could argue, may not necessarily be the best all-around athlete. Michael Phelps didn't have a 300-pound defensive tackle trying to knock him out of his lane. He wasn't required to dunk a basketball over a 7-foot center or blast a 95-mile-an-hour pitch out of a stadium for a home run. Muhammad Ali used to entertain sports reporters with loud boast and goofy poems that usually ended with him yelling, "I am the greatest!" He was certainly a great boxer, but was he the best athlete ever? The debate of who's the greatest of all time could go on and on forever among sports fans, but there's absolutely no debating in my mind who is the greatest champion of them all. That is clearly Jesus Christ. Jesus laid down the glory of his heavenly position to be born in a stable. His earthly parents became fugitives from the king. Despite being the King of Kings, Jesus never had a position of power on earth, nor ever owned anything, nor even had a place to live. Religious leaders of the day were so jealous of him that they wanted to put him to death. One of his closest friends betrayed him, while his other friends simply ran away in fear, which led to his death in the most barbaric torture man has ever devised. His death was completely undeserved, but allowed by God for the sake of all mankind. Determining the greatest ever is usually dependent on what victories the individual has experienced. Olympic gold, a World Series title, a Hall of Fame induction. But the Lord Jesus Christ gained the ultimate victory in rising from the dead and gaining passage to eternity and glory for all who confess him as Lord and Savior. His own victory over death, which he also made possible for us who believe, clearly makes Jesus Christ the real greatest ever. If you want to know how you can have this ultimate victory, go to www.morethanwinning.org. If you observe our website, you may see how you could become a champion for eternity. Godspeed.
Time always flies by when you're having fun. Make plans to join us next week because we got another great program lined up for you. We'll have Phil Savage, the general manager for the Cleveland Browns, Steve Fitzhugh, FCA's one-way-to-play spokesman, and Turner Gill, the head football coach with the University of Buffalo. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Think very seriously. Which one do you want to do? You got to make a choice. Have a great week from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
We thank you for joining us today, and we invite you to check us out on the web, sharingthevictory.com/radio. You can find out more about host Ron Brown and FCA President Les Steckel. There's also a place to make a comment, ask a question, or nominate a player or athlete from your area for one of our features. You can also listen to previous interviews or entire programs online or subscribe to receive the free weekly podcast. Again, the website is sharingthevictory.com/radio. Thanks for your prayers and support of this ministry. And make sure you're with us next week at this same time for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. FCA is the heart and soul in sports.